You're listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart. What is a life well lived? 40 people with 3,000 years of collective life experience answer that question in a new documentary film produced by San Luis Obispo resident Sky Bergman. Reporting for the KCBX News Arts Beat, Carol Tangeman has more.
There's a line outside the Palm Theater in San Luis Obispo, and people study the movie posters on the wall as they wait their turn to buy tickets. One poster shows a smiling woman in an apron under the words, "Lives Well Lived." This is Sky Bergman's grandmother, the inspiration behind the film. Bergman just wanted to learn to prepare food like her grandmother.
So I filmed her cooking, and that was really my foray into doing filmmaking. And at that point, I had no idea of what I was doing.
Sky filmed her grandmother again in 2012, now aged 99, working out at the gym.
I filmed her doing her little exercise routine, and just as a throwaway comment, I said to her, "Hey, Grandma, can you give me some words of wisdom?" And that was it.
Bergman teaches photography at Cal Poly, and this is her first film.
But I just remember as a kid sitting around the table and eating for hours because as Italians, that's what we do, and that's when you talk. And I was so fascinated by the stories of my grandparents that I would actually just take a tape recorder and put it on the table. So I kind of think that the seed might have been planted back then.
Lives Well Lived, Celebrating the Secrets, Wit, and Wisdom of Age, is the resulting documentary film. It premiered a year ago at the Santa Barbara Film Festival, and the film has been featured at a dozen festivals around the country and has won 4 awards. In these clips from Lives Well Lived, Bergman's subjects have stories to tell and something in common, a positive attitude.
My name is Lou Tidone, and I am 92 years of age. I'm up at 4:15 in the morning. I get to the gym by a little before 5, work out till 6. So I can get home by 6 to make mozzarellas for my daughter's deli and get to the store by 9:30 to get the mozzarellas in.
I learned that if you twirl them, they go faster.
One of Bergman's favorite quotes from the film comes from San Luis Obispo resident Dr. Tidone.
I've told the kids always that happiness is a state of mind. You can be happy with what you have, or miserable with what you don't have. So you make a decision, and I have always learned that you'll be happy what you have.
Many of the people in the film have lived through hard times, especially during World War II. Emmy Cleaves grew up in Europe during the war.
My mother fought her way up into the train, and I was passing up the few things that we had. When there was an air raid siren came and they shut the door and I was left on the platform. The train just pulled out and the police just swept everybody off the platform and there I was. I was 15.
Emmy shares what she gained from her experiences.
I learned when a lot of bad things happen to you, you cannot become a victim. Never become a victim, because there's always hope, there's always an ability to rise out of that.
The Palm Theater in San Luis Obispo will screen Lives Well Lived starting February 16th with a discussion with local filmmaker Bergman.
I started the film because I was approaching 50 and I thought, what's the rest of my life going to be like? I've reached kind of the pinnacle of where I want to be professionally. My kids are grown. You know, what do you do with the rest of your life? And I think that in interviewing all these people, I was kind of searching for how that was going to look for me. Hopefully it will help other people in the same way that it helped me.
Bergman's grandmother passed away at age 103. She was able to watch the sneak preview with an audience at the San Luis Obispo Film Festival in 2016. For KCBX News, I'm Carol Tangeman.
The KCBX News Arts Beat is made possible by a grant from the Community Foundation of San Luis Obispo County.